Welcome. I received a very provocative email yesterday. It's a girl I've known for 20 years, and she responded to my blog last week, and in so many words, she said I was completely tone deaf for sending something out to my community that did not mention the racial strife going on in our country. At first, I was so defensive and so mad. I just have not had the bandwidth to watch the news. So I started writing her a nasty response. You know how it is when you're writing something, you're lashing out. You know it's not your highest self. And just in the nick of time before I pressed send, something in me slammed on the brakes and I thought to myself, this girl is right. And I read her email a few times. It started to hit me in the heart. She's right. She's right. And she said, doesn't the crying out of George Floyd to his mother speak to the parent in you? She's right. The crying out of a child for their mother, whatever age that child might be, speaks to the most tender part of your heart. What we are seeing in our country right now is anger and passion. It's awakening. Personally, I can't do anger and passion right now. I'm just disconnected from that. But I can do tender. And that's where I'm at. Today, I want to talk to you about tender. So yesterday, we received an important piece of news for the direction of our lives over the next 9 months. The doctor called with the test results, and the really great news is my daughter is in remission. Her test was clear. We're so happy. The doctor also communicated that they want to treat my daughter with more chemo and for a little bit longer time period to eliminate the chance of relapse when this is all over and done with. So it was a bunch of great news, followed by news that we were not expecting. I guess the latest research shows that they want to do extra insurance and precaution, and treating it more intensely gives you that insurance and precaution. And now the real journey begins, the real treatment starting today. And talking about tender, my wife and I got off the phone with the doctor and we found our way to a positive place. It took a little bit. And we are so grateful she responded well to the treatment. And we're really grateful for the latest research that says here's what you can do to make sure to clear out any remaining cancer cells that we cannot detect. Again, tender is the key word here. While chemo may be intense, my daughter's only 3, she won't remember it. But what she will feel and remember is that the love she receives now is more tender than ever. It's the sweetest, most precious part of our connection to any human being, that when life gets difficult, we can feel anger and resentment, but we can also choose to feel tender. This is the conversation I want to be having with my family right now. This is the conversation I want to be having with you. I'm in the tender zone. It may not integrate well with the mood of the country, but are we going to heal anyone or anything from a place of anger and passion? That is awakening. I don't think it's healing. And hey, if you want to be in that place of anger and passion, this meditation might not be right for you right now. But if you would be willing to return with me to that place in your heart which is softest, the healer Kate McKinnon called it the back of your heart. It's a place where if we all could spend time there, we could heal everything that tears us apart. Of course, it's challenging to land in that place in your heart and remain in that place in your heart. There's so much noise and news and emotion that carries us to other places. But just for this moment, could you give yourself permission to settle into the most tender part of your heart, the place you most rarely visit? So just release the noise in your life today. Let it go. Imagine yourself softly landing on the back of your heart. Soft breathing through the nose. The kind of breath that soothes rather than disturbs. Imagine emanating something that feels so good. Feels good to yourself. Feels good to your loved ones. Feels good to your whole community. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Let's come to our centering thought. Feels good. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders from that softest, most tender place, feels good. your attention wandered. Feels good. Coming back to the moment. When you hear a child calling out for their mom, and you get past the anger and the passion, it brings you to the most tender place in your heart. That's the place from which we heal our nation, our families, ourselves. We have to practice landing in that place, remaining in that place. Give yourself permission to settle into the most tender part of your heart. Release the noise. soft breathing through the nose. As you settle quietly into the back of your heart, you emanate something that feels good. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.